Ladies and gentlemen, the commander of the Mighty 88th, the guardians of the base, our boss, Colonel Amanda Gladney.
Good morning, and thank you for being with me here today. First, I'd like to thank General Owen, the mayors, and the many distinguished visitors and friends in the audience. I'd also like to extend a special welcome to the Barlow family and their return to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in the Miami Valley. Command is the single most significant milestone in an officer's career. It is a job of immense personal satisfaction, unrelenting demands, and relationships. It's hard to believe that it's already been 2 years since I took command, and I have to tell you that I've enjoyed getting up every single morning to come to work. I can tell you it's not always been easy, but I loved it. I want to publicly thank Lieutenant General Owen for hiring me 2 years ago and for giving me the opportunity to command again and for having the trust and confidence in me to be at the helm of the best wing in the United States Air Force. It's been a... That's right. Absolutely. To the men and women of the Mighty 88th, you are the best, period. Over the past 2 years, you have moved mountains. Thank you for caring for each other and for taking care of this mission. It was with the leadership, dedication, and expertise of each and every one of you, from the youngest airmen to the most experienced military and civilian leaders, we have been able to succeed in a myriad of remarkable achievements, all because of you. I have personally witnessed many throughout the wing and the base who have gone above and beyond to accomplish our mission and make Wright-Patterson a better place to work, to live, and to play. To the Wright-Patterson mission partners and the Big Ten, thank you. We have addressed issues at every opportunity with a single voice. We've built a relationship based on trust, open communication, and transparency. It has been my pleasure to be a part of Team Wright-Pat. To the community leaders, I have been repeatedly overwhelmed with the open arms that you have wrapped around Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and our airmen. We thank you for your service and your commitment to our mission and our families. In my 24 years in the Air Force and as an Air Force child, I have never experienced such a welcoming and receptive community as that of the Miami Valley. You simply are remarkable, and I have fallen in love with this community, and I appreciate every wonderful thing you've done to make Wright-Patterson a winner. As I move on to another joint assignment, my girls and I will miss the great people and the exciting happenings here at Wright-Patterson, but I know that you have an exceptional leader in Colonel Barlow. And I know that you will continue to support and make an impact on her as you did for me. Colonel Barlow, congratulations to you and your family, and welcome back to Wright-Patterson. I know that everyone is extremely proud of you. We all are. And what a privilege it will be to be able to command the best wing in the United States Air Force. This wing, this base, this community is ready for its next phase, and they are ready to welcome you with open arms. Last week, I had a chance to say farewell and to express my many thank yous. I just wanted to say thank you again to my immediate staff, led by my vice, the commander of troops, Colonel Dan Simsel. Each of you are awesome nests. The folks, I'm telling you, it's about the nests. My staff manufactures liquid awesome, and I'm more often than not just hanging on. They are absolutely the best, and I am so grateful they work for me each and every day. And finally, to my family, and specifically my children, they are amazing young women, resilient and supportive. From event to event, from late-night dinners to no dinners, they handle it all with style and ease. I'm blessed to have an incredible family, and I couldn't have made it through this command without them. Mighty 88th, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in the Miami Valley, it has been my great privilege and honor to have served with each of you. As I hand the flag to General Owen this morning, I am simply passing the torch that burns bright. My leg of the race is done, and thank goodness the Mighty 88th team is in the lead. I wish you all the best. God bless, and thank you.